Hi, this is Steve from Thunder Basin Ford, and here's the latest news from the Basin Radio Network.
With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. A Sundance man has been sentenced to between 4 and 7 years in jail after pulling a knife on a police officer last July. Philip Cotney was approached by an officer who advised him that he had an outstanding warrant. Cotney became angry and pulled a knife. He was arrested on one felony count of aggravated assault and battery and one count of interference with a peace officer. Rawhide Elementary Principal Bertine Bijah has been named 2021 Wyoming National Distinguished Principal. The award honors outstanding elementary and middle school principals who ensure that children acquire a sound foundation of lifelong learning and achievement. The 2021 Gillette College Rodeo is underway at the Camplex East Pavilion. Since the Gillette team's creation in 2006, the Pronghorns have won 3 regional championships and 1 national. Admission all 4 days is free. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart. As of midweek, the county has no new confirmed cases of COVID-19. Since March 1st, according to the news record, there have been 31 confirmed cases for an average of less than 2 new confirmed cases a day. County health officials suggest still following safety protocols to continue the downturn. The COVID-19 vaccine is now available from several sources to anyone 18 and over in the city of Gillette and Campbell County. A traffic stop for speeding by a Campbell County sheriff's deputy turned into a drug bust, netting between 8 and 9 pounds of marijuana. The news record says when the two men in the car were questioned by the deputy, their stories didn't match, and a canine counterpart alerted on the trunk of the car. Dwayne Hardwick and Eric Johnson were both arrested for felony possession and intent to deliver. Both men were given bonds set at $10,000 apiece. With Basin Radio Network News, I'm Roxanne Stewart.